beautiful, beautiful people of God, Pink County, and the world. Welcome to the almost pastorless Payne County podcast, because this is the BOB's last episode. Bum, 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 bum.
As you see in the Hobby Lobby.
Live, love,
don't, love. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
I'm sorry, what? Are you kidding me?
I'm just saying.
That I award you no points and may God have mercy upon your soul.
We are all dumber for you having said that.
Well, dude, this is your last episode on the...
This is it. 300 and something episodes. And we... Yeah, I'm really glad. I'm glad the podcast is continuing.
The name is going to change to Pastor and Ponce. It's going to be me and Rob. What do you think about that title? Is that catchy? Pastor and Ponce?
I have to not care.
How about we call it Poco e Ponce?
There is a website or a
podcast called Poco a Poco.
Poco a Poco, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. This is CFRs.
Yeah.
What if we called it? No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to change it. We're not going to change the name.
One of the most challenging things when I'm leaving next week, Tuesday, April 16th, and one of, like, I have to not care.
Are you going to listen to it? I'm going to check the stats as it goes through. I want to make sure it's...
How are you going to know where I am?
Oh, because I have your schedule.
Okay.
And I turned your tracking device on your phone, by the way, in a secret black and world.
I put a camera in your shoes. But I'm going to be on sabbatical, so I'm not going to wear shoes.
Oh, nice.
Ever.
Oh, that's the best, dude. Shoeless. Okay, man. So it's coming to the end, and it's been a good run. Thank you for really inspiring this podcast, because, you know, one of the things we talked about, a couple things that... You know, you've done. One of them was getting this podcast going. You were like, let's start a podcast. And I was like, I don't want to do a podcast. And I was like, and it's been really excellent. It's probably been one of my favorite things to do with you.
Yes.
Next to being priest group with you, which is going to keep going, and living in the same house and watching basketball and sports together and doing this podcast. And we get to chat about life in ways that we don't do any other way.
Yeah, that's going to be... That's going to be weird. I mean, we have been assigned in the same place. You've been a priest how long?
14 years.
Yeah, for 13 out of
14 years.
14 years.
Hey, maybe the 1 year
was like when you were... Bring it. You'd be great at the cathedral.
Dude,
we got a school and everything. It'd be sweet. The cathedral rectory is going to be ridiculous. 8 priests in there.
Well,
that's going to be wild. But anyway, so that 1 year that you were here and I was still at Bishop Kelly, and then a year later I moved here.
Moved here. Yeah.
That's going to be weird.
Uh-huh.
Not having you in my regular orbit.
But you'll have something in your local orbit. And it'll be this. Hey, man, what are you? Don't arrest me. Don't arrest me. I was just sleeping under here.
I stayed at the cathedral a couple weeks ago. I was there for... It was when we had our like clergy education days when you were in Costa Rica. And I stayed in the room where I'm going to live. And, man, it is loud. It is loud. Motorcycles, car. I mean, literally from my room... So the rectory, if you're not familiar, the rectory is on the back side of the cathedral. And it's a big building. It's a four-story building attached to the... So I can actually get from my room to the sacristy in like 30 steps. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. But then where my room is, so I'm like on the second floor, you know, and on the back. I mean, literally from my bed... You go about 5 feet out and 20 feet down, and it's a street.
Yeah.
Like a busy street. And the plasma center's right there. That's what my little, there's a little balcony, and I look out onto an abandoned building and the plasma center. And the plasma center.
Oh, yeah. Baby. And you got a great sunset view there.
Yeah. No, looking, that'll be, that'll all be
looking
nice.
Looking east.
But it's loud. So I was thinking, you know, last week we talked about things I regret. I was thinking about things I'm going to miss. And that starts with people, right? People make this place. When people talk about Stillwater, I mean, Stillwater's cool place. Payne County's cool place. And there's cool stuff to do, right? OSU is awesome. I'm going to miss OSU. I'm going to miss being around that. I said last week, and just like the regret of not sort of taking more advantage of all the OSU stuff.
Okay, now that you've been in Stillwater longer than you were Boston College and Notre Dame, are you and you're a BC Notre Dame fan? Are you gonna?
I don't root for Notre Dame.
You root for BC though.
Yeah.
Are you gonna root for OSU?
I'm gonna root for OSU forever. Yes. Yes.
Not gonna slide into that rooting for Tulsa and the.
No, I think I'll
ACC.
Go. I think I'm gonna go to University of Tulsa games. I'll try to get to some football and basketball games as a leisure. As a, yeah. Remember, we're working on O'Brien having a life of leisure that doesn't involve work.
It's like a chef coming home and eating dinner. It's like, I love cooking dinner.
Let me follow up this meal with a little food. So Father Porter and I we're going to live in the same rectory. He lives with my family. So we've already talked about going to some TU games and stuff. So I'm going to miss OSU, but really most of all the people. So I have been absolutely wonderfully blessed to be paired up with you, live with you, and work with you. I mean, obviously our ministries are different, two different groups of people, but we overlap a lot. I mean, you're constantly like sending people my way. I'm sending people your way. You've helped out over here. I've helped out over there. The ministry that we do, it has been very collaborative.
Yeah, exactly.
And good. And I hope we hope for the good of our people. So I'm going to miss that. I'll miss you. I'll miss St. John's. Just being around college students has been super fun. And then, you know, we've been blessed here with I've had two really excellent associate pastors. What a great blessing Father Robert Duck was to this community for his two plus years here. And then Robert Healy after that.
Yeah.
And obviously Father Healy is staying. But what a great blessing both of them have been. And in both cases, like we're different people where we have different personalities, strengths and weaknesses, but like I think we like complemented each other well. I was able to teach them, you know, I'd been a priest longer and so could teach sort of from experience. But I would also say from both of them I've learned a lot about prayer, you know, preaching. They brought, you know, with them certain skills and gifts that I didn't have. So but those have been great blessings. I'm going to miss our staff, the parish staff. That is a wonderful and dedicated group of people. And that will be hard. We're having a little party. Or no, I guess we had it already. We're recording this before that.
Didn't I get invited to
it? It's on the calendar.
Oh. It's on the house calendar.
It's on the house calendar.
Oh, okay.
We have the house rule. Anything that happens in the house,
that's true.
Everyone's invited. But the staff at St. Francis Xavier is wonderful, dedicated. They love Jesus. They love the parish, and so many of them go above, just above and beyond. So that I think is going to be that's hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the people, the daily mass people, the Sunday mass people, all the homebound, that's been really hard over the last week or so of just like visiting a homebound people.
Oh, really?
For the last time. Like people I see on a regular basis.
Yes.
And I've seen them every 2 weeks or every month for 6 years.
You gotta say.
Now to.
Adios, muchachos.
Hand them off. So I'm gonna, yeah, I'll miss that. I'm gonna miss the church. Just the beauty of the building.
Is this church bigger than the Holy Family?
It's not. It's a little smaller.
Okay. But it's same style and
similar style. Yeah, Gothic architecture. Holy Family's old. It's like very old.
Yeah. I mean, you're thinking like you're replacing an you're picking up a very old bride. She's like 110 years old, isn't she?
Yeah.
And she's, very needy.
She's seen some things.
and needy.
So I will miss, yeah, just praying. I mean, celebrating Mass. And this is not a knock on the... I love the cathedral's beautiful. But it'll just take some getting used to. Praying in a new place. So I love, just walking out our front door and being like, oh, there. It's a beautiful church. And just and praying there and working there. I mean, even like from my office, like sitting at my office, I look out my window and I see the brick and the beautiful windows. And so I will miss that. I will miss that tremendously.
Okay, keep going. What else? What else on the docket?
Other awesome things in Stillwater. This is going to sound totally random, but like we have a great hospital. I will miss Stillwater Medical Center.
What?
Because
you've never been in the hospital.
I've never been admitted.
There it is.
But we're there a lot to visit people. And I find the people at Stillwater Medical Center, a lot of them are parishioners who work there, are super helpful, very dedicated, friendly to, you know, to priests, you know, visiting. And I love our, so random, but I love like our funeral homes. We have two excellent funeral homes, Strode Funeral Home and Dighton Marler.
Oh, yeah. I don't go to
them. We've done a lot of funerals over these last six plus years, and both of them have just been wonderful to work with.
Yes.
So anyway, those are kind of, you know, sort of community things. I've missed the other, and this is a kind of a regret too, of like I didn't get as much as involved with like other churches, ministers, and so I know a lot of them, but we never sort of hung out. But I'll miss that. There's a good camaraderie among the churches here, I think. And I think it could be better, you know, like anywhere, but I'll miss that. And then back at the parish, I will miss like our music. I love what Matt Cabine has done with our music. I miss our choir. The kids.
You're not going to miss them.
I am going to miss.
Oh, okay. I thought you were
going to. I mean, where I'm going, there will be kids. But like the kids, the kids, First Communion, and just all the going to Xavier Kids, all of the families. You know, so many families that are in and around here on a regular basis. Our teenagers, we have awesome teenagers. They're striving, you know, like they're
holiness kinda, bound kids.
They're and it's, you know, an uphill battle, I think, with just culturally and trying to navigate life. I think it's harder to be a teenager today than maybe when we were teenagers. But I've loved, you know, being able to be involved with them, to teach them, to hear their confessions, to go into Steubenville. You know, we've done lots of summer kind of cool stuff. So that's, you know, all those middle school kids, high school kids. Our young adults, I love our young adults. And that group is always kind of changing just because people are kind of moving in and out. Our owls, the owls is like our 55 and up group. And I regret kind of not being more involved with them, but just a wonderful.
Owls, what are they called? Because don't come here. I can never remember what the acronym means. So
yes.
So I always throw something out and they look at me like, no, you're an idiot. Or I say it and someone's like, you can't say that. I was like, okay. Owls.
Older. Wiser, livelier saints.
Got it.
I'm going to miss them.
Okay.
I'm going to miss the airport.
You mean that the airport is north of us and planes fly over our rectory all the time?
I love the Stillwater Airport.
Or are you referring to its ease to get to it?
The ease.
And the
ease.
Free parking.
And the free parking. Yes, the Stillwater Airport is a gem. People of Stillwater, do not take for granted the greatness of the Stillwater Airport. I may just like fly out of Stillwater just for kicks. Leave my car here, make you take me to the airport. Or walk. I'm going to miss Perkins. I love Perkins. And just regrets of like not being over there more and not, you know, so I would go to Perkins to bless people's houses or go to people's houses for dinner. Or like we'd go out to dinner sometimes there. Go visit Pistol Pete's grave.
Yeah.
Remember that? That was like the first week I was here. That was so funny. I love Perkins. And then along with Perkins, I love Glencoe. Glencoe is kind of the other little town in our parish boundaries.
Glencoe. Oh, yeah.
Just good people all around. I'm going to miss like being close to Oklahoma City.
Who?
A little bit.
Never heard of the place.
Tulsa is better than Oklahoma City. And the Diocese of Tulsa is better than the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City.
Okay. Well, okay.
I've liked getting to know Oklahoma City.
What are you going to do about your weekly confession at St. Joe's Old Cathedral?
Yeah. Well, I mean, part of the reason I go there is because there's no priests around here.
Yeah.
But I'll live in Tulsa.
Yeah. What's his?
There's lots of priests in Tulsa.
I just drew a blank on names, but Most Precious Blood.
Yeah. Father Define.
Yeah. Bill Define. Bill Define. He's like the John Biani of the diocese.
Well, and there's retired priests. And yeah. There's not. That actually will be an advantage to living in Tulsa again, is the preponderance of
the
priests.
The preponderance of priests.
I'm going to miss our rectory.
Dude, it's...
We have a great rectory.
We have the best rectory.
I love our rectory. I love the space. I love our chapel. I love that everybody has their own space. But then we have, you know, two good-sized common spaces where we can come together. I like our kitchen. I like that we can have so many guests in and out.
Yeah. There's been a lot of guests in here.
We've had a lot of guests.
Months.
Yeah. Just in the last, 4 years. So then with that, we have our Thursday night. We call it Vianney night. So every Thursday night, the priests of the rectory gather.
Yeah, I'm stuck with Healy for a while now. It's just me and him staring across the table.
Good thing Healy doesn't listen to this or he's going to be mad at you.
Oh, huh?
You just said you're going to be stuck with him.
I am stuck with him. It wasn't a negative thing. I'm stuck with Healy. We're going to...
And then the new priest will move in.
That's right. We still haven't found out who that guy is
yet. Yeah. As we record this, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to miss having seminarians, although I think we'll have seminarians
really?
Yeah. I like that St. Francis Xavier has become a place where seminarians want to come for the summer or for a year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll miss that. I love our sacristy.
In the rectory?
That's fine too. The sacristy at the parish.
Oh yeah.
Is awesome. The ladies who run the sacristy are amazing.
Oh, okay. You know, it's not just the layout, because the layout's very similar to the cathedral. It's one, there's two of them, one on one side, one on the other.
Yeah, the cathedral rectory is. The cathedral sacristy, I should say. I think is fine. That's going to take some getting used to.
Because just like a Holy Family's got a burning side where they light stuff and they have supplies, and the other side is the vestry sacristy for the priests.
Yeah. I just love our sacristy here. I love the brightness of it. I love our vestments. We have great vestments over here.
You do. Hey, Holy Family's got a lot of vestments.
Holy Family has a lot. I have to get a whole sense of that. I love our nursing homes.
Huh?
We have really, again, similar to the hospital. The places here in Stillwater that where a lot of our older folks live.
Golden Strove? Is Golden that one of them?
Oaks. Golden Oaks is one.
Oh, sorry. I don't know the names of these places.
I've loved visiting them because, they're very hospitable. So there's three of them where we have mass once a month.
Whoa, really?
Uh-huh. Primrose, Golden Oaks, and...
Melrose Place?
And Legacy.
Cool. Is Melrose Legacy's Place
Legacy's the ski lodge out on Washington.
What?
It looks like a ski lodge to me.
Where is it?
Out on going to the turnpike. Oh, by the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't it look like a ski lodge?
It does. Yeah, like set back off the road and roll.
Yeah.
How many times have you been to a ski lodge in your life?
Twice.
You're probably referring to the ski lodge you saw in Dumb and Dumber where you pull up in the front of it.
I wasn't referring to that.
Oh, okay. Because it doesn't really look like a ski lodge.
Oh, I think it does.
I mean, maybe.
Not all of us could go to seminary in Denver.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to miss that. I'm going to miss confessions here. I think we've built a good culture of confession. Now, I wish more people would go. I think there's people who don't go enough or at all, and that's bad. But I like the culture. I like my confessional, the physical space, and I like that we've built up a culture.
What is old Monsignor Halpine's line? Is like, you need to go to confession. Anybody who's told you, any priest has ever told you don't need to go to confession is either dead or has left the priesthood. And I'm here to tell you, you gotta go.
Halpine would give
that confession.
But Halpine did that. He built that culture up at the cathedral.
Yeah. And so
where I'm going, Father Gary Castle has told me numerous times, he was like, get ready because you're going to be in the box a lot.
Remember to bring your sign.
I do need a sign.
Yes.
I need to take a picture of the sign here. I love my sign.
Why don't you just get an easel and make it big so they can't ignore it? And it's a walk around.
The easel's too easily. I think the sign is, it's got to be hefty. You got to, like, it can't get moved.
Yeah.
To tell people. Confessions end at this time. No more.
Dang. How about a laser? And it, like, shoots lasers at people who try to
I'm sure everyone at the cathedral would love that.
Incinerate. Pile of ashes everywhere.
This is gonna, you're gonna laugh at this. I'm gonna miss animals.
What?
I love, like, I'm
sorry,
totally...
I'm looking at you with a face of weirdness because you're not an outside guy.
No, very indoorsy. But I grew up in the suburbs, right? I did not grow up on a farm.
You grew up in the woodlands. Don't forget.
I grew up in Kingwood.
Oh,
you
not
take
the
that back.
Sorry. King Hood.
The wood, man. It was awesome. But Kingwood, we had FFA at my high school, but like I didn't have anything to do with it. So my parents are both from the city, Boston. We've always lived in cities or suburbs. So I have no idea like what to do with a goat or a sheep. I have loved that every day of my life in Stillwater, as I move around, there are horses and cows and goats and sheep
and turkeys
and turkeys and chickens. That has become just a part of just at least what I see.
Yes.
That is something I did not think that I would be as excited about.
And just thankful to God for.
Yes. Yes.
To be around wildlife.
And then I think to be around people, this Stillwater has like stretched me in terms of, I've had to learn about that, about agriculture, about where our food comes from, kind of the life of a farmer farmers and ranchers.
Yes,
that has been enlightening to me, and very I feel that I've kind of grown in that area life.
From this moment on, I just want you to put this on there. You can tell people, for 8 years. I live next to 10,000 acres. I mean, if you go west of here, there's just acreage forever.
Yeah.
And there's a dirt road. There's a gravel road. I mean, McElroy turns into a dirt gravel road. Be like, listen here. I've lived on dirt roads before, or at least next to them. So you can tell the people. And they'll think this place is so primitive and they won't want to move here. And we'll keep it just as it is.
Perfect, we want perfect Payton County.
Okay. Anything else on your list?
I think that's my. Do you think I left it? Did I miss anything?
Let me think.
Things I'm gonna miss. I mean, if you were leaving right now, what would you miss? You'd miss a lot. Did I leave anything out?
I think maybe like a restaurant or something like that.
Oh, miso. I'm gonna miss miso.
See, I just a restaurant.
I'm gonna miss
the Himalayan Cafe.
Oh,
yeah. But you know what, Desi Walk is really good.
Yeah,
but Desi Walk is no Himalayan Cafe.
I mean, I think what people have said to me about moving to Tulsa, they're like, I love going to Tulsa to eat out. There's restaurants in Tulsa, and I'm like, I mean, yes, and I'm sure there's new ones since I haven't lived there for 6.5 years. So I'll have to discover all that again. But yeah, I just love, yeah.
Have you ever been, did you ever go to Shortcakes while you were here?
I mean, let's talk regrets. I okay. never stepped foot in Shortcakes.
How?
Wait. I don't know. I'm usually not drunk at 2 a.m.
I take people there for breakfast all the time.
No, breakfast. I usually, because here's the thing. My schedule-wise, I bet in my entire time in Stillwater, I have gone out for breakfast 8 times.
Okay.
It just doesn't, it's not part of my, I don't even offer that to people. People are like, hey, you want to get together? I don't even offer breakfast.
Really? I do that every time.
That's because that's when I work and pray.
Okay, let me throw you another one. Homecoming parade.
I never saw the homecoming parade.
Me neither.
Oh, really?
I've never been to
weddings.
One.
Weddings.
Yeah.
A lot of that Saturday stuff. I mean, football games, I'd usually go to 2 or 3 a year. But then we had this motto when we were back at Bishop Kelly, but it was sacraments before sports.
Yep.
If there's a baptism or a wedding or something, then I don't go to the football game.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Let me see if I can throw out another one.
Oh, I have one more that I have on my list, and that is speaking Spanish. The cathedral does not have a Spanish community.
How's that possible?
And so I hope people will come in for confession in Spanish.
Can you write that on your board, English y Español?
Yeah, I probably will. But I will not have a regular Spanish mass.
You should make a sign for you and your associate.
He speaks Spanish.
And have it permanently, like, instead of, you know, erasable stuff, like permanently write it on there and maybe flip it on the other side. And it's like, you can write another priest's name on there.
The erasable part is when confessions end at this time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that's going to be, so like this, my last Spanish.
What about, let me throw another one.
Until my next assignment, you know.
What are you going to miss drives to Tulsa?
I love the turnpike. Audiobooks,
because you love listening to audiobooks.
I love the turnpike.
And now,
the turnpike to Tulsa is a beautiful drive.
What are you going to do to call your parents? Because you like call your mom while you're driving all the time.
I just probably won't call my parents for 10 years.
That's something you're going to miss. The drives.
Yeah.
Our drive to Chrism Mass a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
It was epic.
Yep.
Dukes of Hazzard button.
So that's it, folks. I want to say I'm grateful. The podcast continues, but I'm grateful for any little part I played. And thanks for listening. And I'll just say, if you're ever in Tulsa, I move in July 17th. And we'll be at the cathedral for some years. And I hope that you'll come and visit me at the mother church of the Diocese of Tulsa.
Whoa.
Holy Family Cathedral, 820 South Boulder.
Wow. Hey, thanks for everything, O'Brien.
God bless everyone.
Make sure y'all pray for this
He'll
guy.
Go be saints.
Peace. Boom.